Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Tea Talk with Angel, the belly dancing medium. Each Wednesday at 9 p.m., I present messages of inspiration and motivation and discuss topics from across the community. Callers are always welcome, and I'm happy to do on-air readings on every show. Sign up for news and updates at bellydancingmedium.com, and please remember to like my program before the show's over. Now sit down, pour a cup of tea, and join me for a fabulous and fun gathering.
Well, greetings, everyone. How is everyone tonight? Here we are on another Wednesday night with Angel and my cup of tea and all of you listening as we enter into the last couple of weeks of the month of May. I was actually thinking about this yesterday and how quickly time has passed in these last few weeks. And here we are sitting on the precipice of entering in June and at the mid mark of the year 2017. What a powerful statement to be here in the middle of the month. So I thought it would be really cool to have our show focus on where we want to be, where we thought we would be, and then where we want to go, which is a very fine place to start, so that when you enter the month of June, you'll be in a position to take on your fun and exciting goals for the month. So the first thing we're going to do, hopefully you guys are all in a place of quiet and calm and relaxation. We're going to sit back and just take a deep breath and ask for all the information to come through that you need today. Release the distractions and frustrations and obstacles that may have stood in your way today. Release the naysayers and those that perhaps aren't on your side. All the voices that have stood in your way, let's release them. And if you have poured yourself, a nice cup of tea, let's sit back and enjoy that for a moment. For those of you who are driving, please focus on your driving. For the rest of us, let's get started. So before I take the first caller, I want to acknowledge that in order to move your life forward, in order to take yourself to the next level, in order to have the space provided for yourself to move forward, you have to be willing to step forward. And the first thing that we do when we step forward is to step out of where we were. And that's really what we're talking about, right? We're talking about stepping out of where we were and letting go of who we used to be, that we can step into who we're going to become. That can be tough. So for those of you who are listening, I'm talking about letting go of a lot of stuff. I'm talking about the wonders about the person that perhaps we've been holding on to that has stopped calling, or the job that we maybe feel like it's time to step away from, or the friends that we may not really be connecting to as true friends. This is what time it is. It's time to take inventory of what it is that you really need to let go of and give yourself permission to let go of it, because that's what the divine spirit, that's what the great energy creator, that is what the Father, that is what the Lord God, whatever energy that resonates for you, that is what this energy wants for you. I'm going to take my first caller. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hello. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, Angel.
Hi, Wendy from Sacramento. How are you tonight?
Well, I'm happy about something. My interview is still Monday at 12 noon for Centene. And
yes,
something I realized, it's for customer service 1. There was also an ad for customer service 2. But I'm glad I responded to the customer service 1 because I need to get my feet wet. That's the easier position. And so I think that it's wise to go in there and work hard and excel at that, and I'm sure that I'll be promoted to customer service 2 and onward and upward. I'm feeling like this job is mine in customer service at Centene. The job description matches almost identically to what I did for 15 years at a major vision insurance company. So I'm just hoping that things go really, really fabulous. I'm preparing. I'm going to have my new resume updated, and I'm going to put some keywords in there from their description. I've got my gray suit dry cleaned. Got my transportation arranged. I'm really memorizing their job description so I can sound intelligent, because sometimes they ask you.
Yes.
So what do you? It's a week later now, Angel. What do you pick up about my interview?
Everything is going as planned. You are right where you need to be. The thing that I'm feeling as I talk to you here on the phone is the nervousness and the anticipation. So it's okay.
Yeah.
To feel this, it really is, because you're about to step into something you've been wanting to do for a long time. So it really is okay. But what I want to make sure you don't do is just kind of get yourself caught up in and distract yourself from what there is to do. And what there is to do is just be yourself. Just be who you are and be yourself and know that this was presented to you. It's like plopped up like a flower coming out of the ground, because it's time. So this is who you've worked so hard to become, and you're absolutely right. Once you step into this position, it's going to blossom for you. So it's perfectly fine. With the song that was being played to me while you were talking, is the last time I heard that, so it was Tony Bennett was singing it. It's like, my top hat, I got my white coat and my tie. Like you're ready. You're getting ready for it. You're in the right space mentally and spiritually. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. So spend every day building that confidence. Spend every day getting in a space of acknowledging that you know what there is to do, and don't let anything else slip in there. Don't try hard to pass the test. It's not a test. So don't study for the test. Be who you are. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's not a test.
It is not a test. You don't go in there like you're taking the SAT. It's not a test.
Okay.
It is. They just need to talk to you. They need to know that you know what to do. And then the thing about the customer service that I'm feeling also is that you need to be able to connect, right? So you
to
show them that you can do that. So they're going to ask you questions about connecting more than anything else. So just be you and confident. Be confident. Does that make sense?
I will. And ironically, you picked up something, because at my job for 15 years, we had monthly audits, and they were called customer connections. So that's what it's all about.
All about the connections.
It is all about the connections. And, of course, accuracy and legality is very important, too. But being easy to do business with is so important. And I actually spoke to another temp agency today regarding the same company and the same job, but it was at a different location.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that they're going to submit me, because I did not want to mess things up. And I told them I have an interview for this coming Monday, and they seem to understand. So I want to be protective of this opportunity. And, you know, on my resume, I'm going to put down that I work for a certain temp agency, and I'll just describe it as administrative data entry, and I'll just say I'm not on an assignment at the moment, and I hope they just leave it at that.
Well, there's nothing for you to worry about. They know that you're with a temp agency, so it's okay. But what you want to do is just be calm. You know, I want you to do this every day between now and Monday. I just want you to take the time to just center yourself, work through your chakras, get yourself in a nice space of calm. You know, you're like right at the end of the race, and you see the finish line, and you're excited, and you're kind of overthinking it just a little bit. It's okay. You're going to a job interview, and you've been working temp jobs. They know that. They're not going to make any kind of story up about what you're doing. They're going to ask you straight up, are you available? And you're going to say yes or no. And that's all they need to know, right?
Oh, trust me, Angel. I will be at their beck and call. And
that's right.
You're
like, boy, am I available.
Yes. At this other temp agency, they let something out of the hat. They said the training starts on June 5th. I suspect that this training starts June 5th for this job I'll be interviewing for on Monday. And I think you said a couple of weeks, so that ties in with what you said, because that would actually be 2 weeks from from the 22nd. And,
oh, my goodness.
And I feel like – and I am going to – I feel like I have to disclose that I've already passed the background check. And I'm suspecting that the background check that I passed is not really needed as high of a level that I checked for this job. I don't know why I say that, but – I would think that might make an impression on them too, that I've had such a high level of security, and
yes.
But I am proud of that. And you know what? I have a mission, Angel. I want to learn that job inside out, stick there for as long as I'm physically able, and then. But along that way, I want to be a gift to people that may be struggling for their job. Maybe they need to know how to go into the portal and send out a letter, or maybe they need to know how to use their soft skills. That's my mission. I want to help people who need help on their job.
And that's something that is going to be really needed. And remember, I told you once before that you had a greater purpose, and it was around helping people. So you're starting to step into your life's purpose. And that's why you feel so excited and anxious, because you know that this is just a stepping stone into the next level for you. And so just stay calm. It's really important that you just stay nice and calm so that you can let this door open. And as the door opens, the doors will just continue to open. So stay in that space for me. Yes.
And it's always better to be a direct hire than through a temp agency. Through the temp agency, he told me that it was $15 an hour. So I'm suspecting with my 15-year tenure and being a direct hire, it would probably be starting up at least at $19.
Well, it'll be more going as a direct hire. It looks like they may play around with the temp position for a minute. Seems to be the thing that this company does. So don't be discouraged if the offer comes through initially as a short amount of time. It feels like that's what they do. And regardless of if that's what they do to start you off, it doesn't mean anything about them bringing you on board. It just looks like a thing that how they engage. Go ahead.
I actually spoke to a temp agency today about the same job but at a different location.
Right.
And he let me know that they would pay $15 an hour. But I know that Centene would offer more as a direct hire. So
right.
I think that – and you know what? I have this fantasy that we're two-thirds into the interview, and then the interviewer, which will probably be a woman, looks at me and says – that she offers me the job right then and there. I mean, it's no games. It's like, especially if they need somebody in 2 weeks, that, you know, they need to make decisions. And
yes, they do.
I mean, I am older, but I've got so much tenure and everything. That job description just matches me beautifully. So I hope that happens, that she offers me the job during the interview.
So, Wendy, this is what – so what did I ask you? What is your homework assignment between now and Monday?
Keep calm. And realize I have a mission and the doors are opening. And I picture myself waking up on Monday and being fully rested and getting ready in plenty of time. I'm going to have a good hair day.
That's very important.
And put on some light makeup, and I'm going to be sophisticated, but I'll also be humble. Because I believe in kindness. And when I spoke to people for 15 years, sometimes they would start crying because they were not used to somebody being so kind to them and treating them with dignity. I may have heard the question 10,000 times previously, but I treated it like it was very important and the first time I ever heard it.
So it feels very focused. It feels very positive. It feels like you're ready to go. So what I want you to do is just stay completely focused on the positive side and just let it flow. There's nothing more for you to do except just show up and make it happen.
Yes, I have it all planned out what I need to do, and I know what I'm going to say. They can throw questions at me. I'll be self-confident, and I'll make eye contact, and I will let them know what I can contribute to their organization, but I'll be humble on the same note, and I will let them know that I have a desire to mentor my peers, and that with manager approval, that would be part of what I would like to contribute to their organization.
Okay. So call upon Archangel Michael. He's also a good resource for you to keep the energies nice and calm and keep yourself nice and soft and protected. And just go in without any other feelings other than your own humble being. Everything's going to be all right on the end. So I expect to hear from you next week that you had an amazing, amazing experience and that things are moving forward. And if you need anything, you know, my website, it's right there on the page, bellydancingmedium.com. You can chime into me. I've got a couple of CDs with some meditations on there on my shop page that might be valuable to you to just stay on target, as they say, just stay focused, and you're going to be very surprised at this point, you probably won't be surprised because it feels like you know exactly what's going to happen. Okay.
Well, I think this is God's will, and I will go to your website, and I thank you. And I appreciate it when you send me an email stating, reminder, the belly dancing meeting is on tonight. And that's great.
Thank you. I like to try to remind people. God, I got to remind myself sometimes, right? It's hectic out there. It's hectic out there. We're in hectic times.
I feel, and you know what, ironically, the job place is right across the street from where I worked at that major insurance company for 15 years, right across the street.
That's amazing.
And I have wanted to live in an apartment that I didn't move to for so long, and I made pretty good money. And this is opening the door for that, too, because I'll be able to walk to work, working at this place. But we're in a lease now for another year. But that year is going to fly by, and then we're going to move to Data Drive, and I'll be able to walk to work.
That's amazing. Well, I'll be looking forward to hearing from you to see how this turns up for you. And like I said, plug into me and let me know if you need anything else or how you're doing. But just stay focused and stay calm and stay in that space of center. Okay?
Well, you mentioned you would mark it on your calendar for Monday.
Yes, I did. I have it on my calendar, my prayer calendar. I got you there. I got you.
I gratefully accept your prayers.
So I do pray. So for everybody that's out there, I do have my prayer calendar. So if there's anything that you have going on in your life that you want a little extra energy on, and there's no harm in having a little extra juice in the universe going on for you. So you can just let me know if I talk to you on the air, or you can send me a message through my website asking for specific information, and I'm happy to add to the calendar, whether it's health or a job or a relationship. I am happy to add you to my prayer. I do my prayers every day, and I'll do prayers on that specific issue on that day when I do my morning prayers and send you some energy so that you can get in there and make it happen.
Thank you.
Okay.
And also another prayer that I learn differently than some people. Maybe it takes me a little bit longer. I take a lot of notes, and I put sticky notes on the computer. But once I learn it, then I become a subject matter expert. So I pray to God that when I'm in training and afterwards that they're patient with me, that they will respect my learning style and respect the gifts I have to give them, that they'll support me. So will they hang on to me and allow me to be my own learning style as long as I show progressive
You need to stay calm. Remember what I told you a moment ago about don't put too much energy into thinking about all kinds of different things? Just relax and take a deep breath and focus on one thing at a time. So what you need to be focusing on right now is just going there, being yourself, and nailing this so that you can get in the door. The other stuff will come once you get in there.
I'm doing pretty good on interviews usually, so I think I'll enjoy the experience. I think probably I won't be able to wait, you know, a week to speak with you, so I'll probably send you an email later that evening if you don't mind.
You're welcome to.
And when they give me the job offer, I will send you an email, and I know that you will be celebrating with me. So
yes, I will.
Yes, I will.
That is amazing. Have a fantastic evening.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless you. Bye bye. There's a lot of people out there right now that are in a sense of transition and are trying to make some things happen in their lives, whether it's in work or it's in a relationship or it's how they live, where they live. And one of the things I like to share with my clients is the importance of this grounding process. We have so much around us. In my book, I talk about the spirit posse and my process around what I call the soul transformation process. You have your spirit posse, and your posse is made up of your guides. It's made up of the divine spirit. It's also made up of the ancestors and the eight masters that are in spirit, and they're all around you attempting to connect with you, attempting to help you, attempting to guide you through whatever it is that you're going through. And sometimes we can connect with them pretty well and make things happen, but sometimes we need, you know, the assistance of someone like myself, perhaps, and that can help you through that. One of the things I'm very passionate about, is that we all are able to make that connection. We all are able to tap into that so that our support systems can help us with transforming our lives. And we don't need it any more intensely than when we're going through our own personal transformation in life, be it, again, a job or a living space or a relationship. Getting the opportunity to put yourself in a position where you can step into the next level with calm and confidence can be one of the most trying things that you enter in your life. And so it's important to be able to ground yourself. It's important to be able to center yourself. It's important for you to be able to calm your system so that you can hear and feel the guidance that's coming to you. And then most important, you have to be able to trust it. So that's something that we will talk about more, but I want to get through some more callers. There's a lot of people on the line this evening. Hello, who am I talking to?
Hi, my name's Mike.
Hi, Mike. How are you tonight?
Fantastic. Thank you.
I like fantastic. What can I do for you, fantastic Mike?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, fantastic Mike.
I am thinking of moving to, there's an opportunity to move into a really cool little beach community. In
Ooh.
California, where I live.
Okay.
And I would be breaking my lease and obviously losing my deposit and stuff, but it feels like where I need to eventually, you know, go or eventually go.
Yeah. So you just want confirmation because I see you. This is like the work that you do and the things that you want to do around the spirit and the hands and this all of the connection that you have to be by the water. And this place that you're looking at feels like this is it. I can see you going, this is it. So you were guided to this place. This is where you need to be. And the choice is yours. This can happen for you in either way. You can wait for it because you want to not break lease and you don't want to have that drama, and it'll still be there. So it's not an opportunity that you're going to lose, but you're being guided to go ahead and do it. And whatever you lose will be brought to you as you get there. So you won't really lose anything net. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, I know I'll be able to make whatever, you know, make it up fairly quickly
yeah.
and stuff like that. But yeah, it's just one of those things. Anyway, there will be drama.
Yes. drama. And it's okay. It's just this place that you're at now. It's just not it's not the, it's not the right vibe. It's that's not bringing you what you need. And another place is singing to you. And so you'll find that you'll be able to do the stuff more free that you want to do. You'll network more, and you'll get more business, it feels like. And whatever it is that you do, there's more business coming to you. Does that make sense?
Oh, we're at some point in time, I'm launching a business with a really successful partner, and it's just a matter of him freeing up his time. And then there's another little side venture that I'm starting to get some publicity about. So, you know, that's interesting as well.
Well, it'll all come full circle. You mentioned two things. There's actually a third thing that's going to come around as a part of this too. And the trifecta for you as you get into this area. And it's like, this is a magnifying energy shield that you're jumping into being in this different space, and things are going to start moving forward for you around all the visions and dreams that you have that you want to do. So this is the right move for you.
But
make time. Yes, go ahead.
Oh, and an interesting tidbit. This little town was founded by spiritualists.
Oh, so you got yourself a little sacred, mystical city.
Yeah.
So you're going to go down there and be Gandalf. I love it. But it's really good. I'm seeing it take off, and the media is very much in play for you as well. So be very focused on just going in there and being the person that you let it out. Let yourself out, because you can be yourself full tilt boogie when you go down there.
Well, you said media, correct?
Media, like in news and television and radio specifically.
Yeah. So I woke it in 2010 with my own gifts and stuff like that, and I'm actually doing for a Latin talk show on a Latin channel. I'm doing Facebook Live with them tomorrow or on Monday.
Okay.
And so there's I have these publicist friends that are working, trying to help in that sense. So that's interesting. You brought the media part up. So that was kind of cool.
It's going to pop for you. So it's time. You've worked really hard, and you have a feel to you that is kind of what one would call perfect for the environment. And so you're like a media ready for the people who are reaching out to you. So just flow with it. But again, just like the last caller, be who you are, be yourself. Mm-hmm. And let yourself out. I keep hearing that. It's like you hold back a little bit because of where you are. Over here, you're not going to have to do that. Just be yourself, because that's who it is everybody wants to see.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. So you going to call me when you're all famous and stuff?
Absolutely.
Glad to have you on my show. It's like, it's the famous psychic guy from...
Remember back when you called in?
Yeah, remember back then when you were asking questions? Now I have to call you. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing from you. I wanna see some clips for you. Maybe I do a show on Monday nights where I interview practitioners. So we're going to have to get you set up so you can start when you get down there. Oh. You can start talking about your stuff.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Absolutely.
All righty. God bless and take care and prosperity to you forever.
Thank
and
you.
Ever.
You as well.
Good night.
Good night.
Super, super awesome. So many people waking up. I like that. I like how he said he had just woke up in 2010, and that's what it feels like. We all have a gift, and we all have access to the gift. One of the things that I like to talk about all the fascination with paranormal activity and paranormal phenomenon. I call myself a paranormal transformer, because I like to help create a space of safety and calm around people accepting and being okay with the paranormal things going on around them, because we all have these gifts. And sometimes we have to wake up to them. Sometimes we wake up one day like, ooh, what's happening? And that's the world we're in. Look around you. Look around what's happening in our society. We need everybody that we can get to wake up to the light to help us all out. going to get the next caller here. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Donna. Good evening.
Good evening, Donna. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you.
What
Enjoying
can I
lovely
do
for
weather. You?
I'm at the point I would like to meet a man in my life and, you know, go into something serious, you know, maybe marriage even. You know, that's my intention of meeting, you know, someone that will go into a marriage. My last relationship was 9 years, but we didn't make that commitment.
Didn't make the commitment. Donna wants a man.
I want that companionship and all.
And it's time. It's like you've done everything that you needed to do. It's like you've got everything kind of settled. It feels like you're just, everything is where it's supposed to be. All the little boxes are where they're supposed to be. Everything is all organized. Everything is good. It's time for, okay, it's relationship time. And so what you want to do, what I'm being asked to ask you to do is make sure you're clear in what it is you want, because it's coming.
I wrote it down. Yeah,
I wrote it down. Since I have it clear, because it's coming and it's coming fast. It's gonna knock you down.
Oh, good.
And it feels like it's literally gonna knock you down. Like you're gonna be walking down the street and run into somebody, kind of knock you down. And it's gonna happen that fast. And it's everything that you've been looking for. And it's gonna be almost eerie, because even to the description, everything that you've been looking for is going to be standing right there, because you're being told that you've earned it. You've asked for it. You've done everything you've been asked to do, and you've been asked to do some pretty tough things, and you've learned your lessons, and you've done everything. So now it's reward time. There's only one caveat, and that caveat you have to be willing. This is a hard one. You got to be willing to travel, because this guy likes to travel.
Oh, see, that's my favorite thing. I've been to many countries, and I've traveled alone. I traveled with my last boyfriend, girlfriend. And I love to do. I love going
to
foreign countries.
Did you hear the sarcasm, though, when I said it?
Yeah.
This person likes to travel.
Oh, good.
Person likes to travel, and they are looking for a traveling companion specifically. And a business person that's a little unique, so they often attracts people who only want them for what they are, what they can offer. So that's the reason why in the situation he's in, where he's kind of looking but he's hesitant. So it's going to be a friendship that blossoms from there,
right?
Because he's going to hesitate a little bit, because he's had some people kind of use him and he's kind of gone through his own stuff. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's what I want. I want a very strong friendship. And I did join this Buddhist community because I like the meditation. I'm still Christian, but I like their teachings, the vehicles that they teach you to go with. And so I'm thinking maybe somebody there I'll meet, or I don't know.
You'd stop looking, because you're not going to see this person where you're looking. You're literally, they're showing me you running into a person. Like you're walking one way, he's walking the other way, and you guys are both kind of distracted. You bump into each other. That's what I'm being shown. So don't look, because if you look, you're not going to find him. So it's not someone that's in a circle that you're in. It's someone that's just this little odd serendipitous occasion where you're going to run into him, and it's going to click, and you guys are going to talk, and then you're going to connect for like some coffee. It's going to be like this wonderful, slow friendship blossom process that's going to make it much more rich for both of you. And just be who you are. You have the fun, the giggle, the laughter, the softness, the warmth that'll allow him to open. And the fact that you've got all your own stuff, you've got all your own independence, you don't need anything, and that's going to be a big thing, because everybody around him has always wanted his stuff.
Oh, okay.
And so that should tell you that you're getting a reward, and that's what it is. It's a reward. I'm not seeing him taking, like, I don't see you going into 2018 still looking. So it feels like it's definitely going to happen before we flip into the new year.
Oh, good. Oh, my.
Does that make you feel good?
And he's probably from my town then, huh? From where I live.
It feels if he's not from there, then he goes there a lot, because it really feels like it feels like home to him. But he does travel a lot. He does travel.
Oh, good.
So some for business, some for recreation. He likes, I see lots of green. So he likes places with lots of hills and green. So that can be like Ireland and New Zealand and Canada and Washington State. He likes green.
Yeah, and I was in Ireland for 3 months. Yeah, about 4 years
ago. 3 months. Look at that.
Yeah. Well, I had a friend there, so I got to stay with my friend, which, you know, otherwise I couldn't have done it, you know. But, yes, I did that, and then I went all over, and, yeah, I had a wonderful time. A lot of fun.
So you're not – so what I want you to hear is you're not someone who's going to be in any way swayed or distracted from what he's done because you've done it already. And so he's not, you know, he's used to gold diggers and all kinds of stuff like that. And that's not who you are, because he'll say, oh, you know, I went to Ireland. You're like, oh, I went to Ireland. I stayed there for 3 months. That's awesome. You know, so, you know, it doesn't distract you, because it's just what people do.
Yeah. You know, I'm 63. Is he going to be around my age or younger?
He's going to be younger than you.
Younger, good.
He's going to be younger than you because you're a cougar.
Yeah, I can definitely go younger. Yeah,
so this guy.
I look younger, and yeah, I mean, these guys that are 70, 80, it's just too old for me.
No, that's not what you want from someone who, somebody needs to be able to keep up with you.
Yeah.
You may occur, the birth certificate and the ID may say one age, but that's not your age.
No.
So
mm-hmm.
somebody needs to be able to keep up with you. And so he's going to be younger. He's not going to be like 30 years younger, but he is going to be younger.
Okay, good. So, I'm so excited about this happening.
I'm excited. So I'm expecting you to call me back and let me know how it's going.
Oh, I will, definitely. Yeah.
All righty.
Thank you so much.
Have a good
evening. Thank you. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So awesome. So wonderful. Love is one of those subjects that I get a lot of calls on, and it's difficult sometimes because we find ourselves in a situation where we're waiting for something to happen, or we get frustrated because it's not happening fast enough. And like I talked about earlier in this whole conversation around soul transformation, being able to make that connection, it's perfectly fine to call or connect with someone to get confirmation or to get some calmness and to get some reassurance that everything is going to be okay. But sometimes our desire to make it happen right now can actually interrupt bringing it to us, because we're still going through the release of the lessons and the other things that we've got going on. So I cannot stress enough how important it is to really connect to not just your inner process, but the process outside of yourself around what I call this soul posse that you've got going around you. These guides and these support systems are here to help you. So if you go to my website, you'll see in my shop, you'll see some CDs there and the volume of meditations. I have some meditations that will be really valuable for you if this is something that you struggle with. And then the power of journaling cannot be replaced with anything that I stand by it. Journaling can help you get through a lot of stuff. So soul posses, awaken as we take the next caller. Good evening. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to? Hello?
Hello, are you talking to me? Hello?
I'm here. What's your name? Hello, can you hear me?
I'm not sure if you're talking to me or another.
Well,
I'm Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn.
Oh, my God. Oh, Angel. Well, you know, usually there's some kind of a screening room, or they say area code 760 or something. Well,
I'm not that.
I'm not that first
sophisticated.
Time called. I love you, Leslie. Spirit brought me to you, and I have to say, I love the image of a Bella dancing medium who's shaking her booty with all these spirit entities around her in this wonderful dance.
Another image. Shaking
well,
my booty.
No, it's a wonderful image.
Posse.
It's you know why? Because it's bringing the dimension of joyfulness and playfulness to the whole dynamic. So that's the magic, and plus the little bells, because spirit loves little bells and chimes and
the little
and you bring all of that to it. So, yes.
Well, thank you. Well, I'm glad I was able to click on you.
Well, thank you. I'm glad, too. My situation is a lifetime of the most horrendous challenges. I'm not professionally, but a light worker, and particularly lately, I'm trying to manifest, there's no other word for it, a miracle. Every aspect of my life has been challenged, but particularly the health. And, you know, Angel, I would leave it up to you. It would be kind of fun. I don't know if you're in the mood to be a medium tonight or what, but it would be great to, you know, I've had no human or earthly support, the opposite. I feel I'm so grateful that I do have the support from the archangels and God, and I'm constantly trying to express my gratitude to that. But even having the A team, the angel team, that
I love
it. Just see that the challenges with which I'm beleaguered are so intense and so heavy that even the astronaut, numerologically astronaut, that everyone has agreed that it was my destiny to have a very challenged situation, but that I'm meant to, I'm in my 70s, that there's still work to do that I haven't been able to manifest, which is serving. But the reality is that I need to resurrect the physical body to do this.
Yeah.
I'm trying to stay strong, you know, and unblock everything and stay grounded. So I've done all of that. But anyway, I'll stop talking. But You cheered me up so much, and the one thing I keep saying to everybody is no matter what, and I've gone through some of the darkest stuff, is that laughter is the best medicine. It just is so. And to be around cheerful, up people, is that energy is contagious, and you have that. So I want to acknowledge that with you, because the giver needs a gift too. So that's for you, Angel.
Oh, my God. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. You know, when we've been put here to do the work and we fight it, or we have lessons, and a lot of times our whatever's going on in our lives, like right now I'm talking to you and there's all this stuff happening in the background. It's like there's like this fighting force that's standing in the way of you getting to where you want to be. So
yes.
I want to invite you.
It's very intense. It's very
intense,
very dark, very intense. And I've had, you know, some help clearing some pretty heavy stuff, but, and I know it's not going to happen, but the fact is that, you know, you only have so much rebound in you. So any other guidance or support would really be helpful.
So the first thing I'm going to say is that there's no such thing as never. So I want you to, do the best you can to let go of the beliefs that it can't happen, because it can. And then I'm being also guided to kind of more a twofold, the like some more Native American processes around release, whether it's through sage or getting with Mother Earth a little bit and having someone really let the earth pull some stuff out of you. There's some past life stuff that's connecting with you. And then I'm getting, oh my God, what is her name?
Yeah.
The gal
there's
that
some really
the,
heavy pet.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't
gal,
mean to interrupt. I just mentioned.
That's okay. No. Right. The gal that discovered the gal that discovered the water in Lourdes, the saint, the gal, she's coming to you.
Was that Bernadette?
Bernadette is coming to you. And so this energy of the saint and the martyr is what needs to be let go for you. You've done it. You've done everything that you were supposed to do. All the suffering was for a purpose, and that purpose has been fulfilled. So where the release has to happen for you now is that it's been fulfilled. You don't have to anymore. You don't have to anymore. And so you've got Bernadette with you. You've got Joan of Arc with you, and you've got Jesus with you, the three people who gave up everything. You don't have to give up everything.
Oh, I'm going to cry. I'm getting chilled. Oh, gosh. I never say gosh. I sound like Andy Hardy. Do you know, first of all,
golly.
Oh, Angel, first of all, I don't want to interrupt you when you're on a roll, but I have to acknowledge, you're just not going to believe this. Guess my birth date is January 6th, and that is Joan of Arc's birthday. And
oh, my gosh.
I had the most... I've had the most challenging life imaginable, and I've accepted it. Well, the reason I called is I'm not giving up. I wasn't saying never, so that's not it. It's just that when you're so overwhelmed and beleaguered,
yeah.
It's sometimes hard. Think of Joan of Arc fighting on by yourself and not only not getting help, but being betrayed, attacked, abused. And I have ended up giving a life pretty much of sacrifice. But I had another reading from, she's pretty much retired now, New York, and she said, you are from the Pleiades. Well, I don't know if your other listeners know this, but who are into all of the, you know, where we come from, that we're, most of us are not native to this planet, so to speak, that I'm from
yeah.
the Pleiades, and Jesus is supposed to be from the Pleiades too. So I'm just, and water has been such, I'm a
yeah.
double earth sign, but water is always, and I adore water. I'm a double Capricorn. I'm so grounded as far as being in love with nature. And yet part of the horror of, say, full psychic attack is that I've been literally deluged in water, from flooding from the, down the walls through the, I mean, this is how the dark energy, when we're talking pretty heavy stuff from the whole house, you know. And so the water, all three of those, I just wanted to acknowledge to you, seem to tie in. And I just hope that, I know it's not going to happen overnight, but I've tried to rebound and hold on, and under the most, and physically I've been poisoned and butchered, and so I'm physically trying to do everything I can to manifest this. And it's a great time of year, even though Mercury was retrograde along with the four other planets, but of the resurrection and the rejuvenation and the image of the phoenix, that's what I'm trying to focus on.
Yeah. These are all good things. I have something else that I want to, that I'm being told to give you. Your birthday is January 6th, you said, correct?
Yes.
That we just,
it's also the epiphany, because I've always had a knowing about things, and I never understood why I knew what I knew.
Okay. What is 1 plus 6? It's 7,
well, 7.
Right?
I'm a 7. 7 is, oh, yeah, 7 is, oh, this is, go on. 7
yeah.
is.
Number of the seeker, the thinker, and the searcher. The searcher for truth, the enlightened one. That is what the number 7 is, and that's who you are.
Well, yes. Thank you. Today I was trying to study for years. I was a novice and interested in everything from runes to numerology, and I just happened to angel land on a website that I bookmarked about sevens, and that I'm a 7. My birth year, I'm in my 70s, so I've had a long.
You are
777,
like the slot machine 777. That's where you are right now.
Well, I hope that's good. That's 21, and 2 and 1 are 3, so we'll hope that's the Trinity or something.
Yes!
In numerology. Numerology is very interesting, but what I was going to, anyway, I lost it. Because being so, my brain, my physical brain is far, I think I've lost 30 IQ points through illness, and anyway. But what I just wanted, you said something else that I just wanted to acknowledge and build on, and I've got, there are other people waiting, but
that's okay.
What was it you just, oh. No, you just said, wait a minute, the other message,
About Bernadette and Joan of Arc and Jesus, or about...
Well, no, that's all acknowledged. You said something after that. No, that was all, I just am hoping that I can come through, keep, because I have absolutely no support. And the worst of it is when I tried to connect with some other light work like yourself, I happened, and this is just a horror, I mean, this is just so awful, to a couple of them with whom I connected, the dark energy invaded, and we were just, you know, having a session or a conversation, just as you and I are, and they subsequently attacked, just to a degree. So it's been really hard to, being kind of a Joan of Arc, to be at least in the, you know, physical world, not just the spiritual from the dark energy attacks, but the physical world of attacks from medical profession who are trying to cover up the malpractice to people that I trusted now to help me. And I'm not an energy vampire. I always try to give. I think you can, hopefully you can tell that, as much as I get, I'm a sensitive and an empath, and I'm a giver, and I just myself, as it turns out, I'm a true disciple of Jesus, even though I wasn't formally aware of that. But it's been really hard, and the greatest challenge lately, which almost completely derailed me, was to be betrayed by people from the spiritual, who, you know, with whom I'd had a really good session, you know, just some reading. And then when I contacted them again, it was like this crazy, I can't talk to you. Or just attacking or offering help. And then anyway, it was just incredible. Yeah. And I had to be, what I had to do, Angel, was just say, they can't help it. It's like they're possessed, because again, the dark energy is trying to corrupt and derail me from, you know, trying to stay the course. And so I just had to not take it personally and say, it's just an incredible thing, but hurtful and awful. But
very
it wasn't,
powerful.
It was, they were, it was like they were taken over.
Yeah. You're a very powerful individual, and it takes a powerful individual to clear a powerful individual. So the one message that I am also getting for you that's really important is portals. You have portals,
yes,
that need to be closed. And so some portals that you're engaging with, they need to be closed because they're not coming from where you think they're coming from. And so it's just,
oh my gosh,
just close them for
the phone?
Now. Yeah, close them for now as you get yourself together. And then you can always come back to them as you get in a different space, but they're not going where you think they're going. And because you're such a powerful light, the stuff that's over there wants to come and talk to you and wants to come and play with you. And you don't know what to do because that's not who you are. You're not the person that wants to play with that. So the portals that are around you that you're engaging with, you know, just if you don't know which ones, just close them so that you can get yourself nice and centered so that you can minister to yourself for a while. And then once you get yourself centered, get in the water, do things around water in a healthy way. Do things for yourself.
Oh, I'm taking baths and Dead Sea salt.
Yes,
you know, I'm doing everything.
I was just about to tell you to get some salt in the water. So I'm glad to hear that. So that's good.
Oh, and I've been doing that for ages. Yep. Yep.
Get some stones, some smooth stones that you can put that can help pull.
Last week, I just bought
some new
crystals. I just bought some.
Good.
Angel, what I need to know is one of the people who betrayed me sensed that I was under this demonic attack, a professional, if you will, not a ghost. But these aren't ghosts. These are entities that are really dark. That if not, it doesn't matter physically where I am, but they are in the current resident. And I had, you know, none of those who are practitioners can work for nothing. And yet it was offered as a, you know, that she felt so badly that I was under this full sight, which I've known for ages. I acknowledged it. And when I was talking earlier about somebody in the spiritual that I trusted, and anyway, when you speak of portals, about 2010, there was a clearing by another psychic who could astral travel. And I knew there was stuff, portals literally in the house and around me. And I know that we can have portals, I think even within ourselves, but they were ostensibly closed, all the, you know, the saging, the powdow arc salting. And then this last few months, another, two other psychics said that there was still this, all this, demonic negative energy around me, again, trying to take me down. Apparently I'm a desirable target of being a light worker, and that
yeah,
I do have this light.
Yeah.
That, sorry.
And you're powerful.
I must be to have survived this long, although I don't feel it, but let's just say no matter what's happened to me, because physically I've almost been dead several times and psychologically undergone the most horrible betrayals and heartbreaking. And yet I've never gone to drugs, and I've always, no matter what's happened, I've stayed true to my inner core. And maybe that is the power, which, you know, of goodness and honesty and truth and kindness and to look out for the underdog and all of that. But where are the portals you're currently seeing? Because this one who betrayed me, I ended up, this is making a sizable financial con, and it was like 4 hours that practically killed me physically, that with the aids of Archangel and so forth, that these portals, she told me the other people hadn't closed them all and that they were closed. I don't feel they all are. So it's interesting
No.
you're saying it. What,
no,
what may I ask, Angel, what portals, can you help me? Can you define them further or tell me? Because, and then when I asked her some questions, because I didn't know what the process was, she attacked me as if I were questioning her, or she felt, I could sense, even though I gave her the greatest verbally and energetically messages of appreciation and gratitude and honoring her and her gifts, it was like she felt completely, when I said she was not only kind of taken over by some of the dark energy herself, but I'm an intuitive, and I was feeling she feels threatened by me, that I'm like more into smart. And I thought, that's crazy. I'm not, you know, I never felt that way, but it's almost like I felt she was threatened by my gifts, and here she's supposed to be so evolved. But anyway, she told me that all the portals were closed, because I said, well, are there still some outside? Could I have inadvertently brought some back, you know, back in? And that's, you know, anyway, but where do you think the portals are?
So sometimes we're the portal. And so
we are
when
ourselves.
I'm feeling, and so there's a process within yourself that you need to find some release. And one of the things that I'm very clear on with people, because I do not practice in a process where I want to take advantage of people, and it's not just about the money for me, and I'm very clear, I don't work with entities. So I want to make sure that you know that a lot of people don't work with entities. When you feel you have entities and things around you, you got to work with somebody that's what they do. And just because.
Well, that's what she's supposed to do. That's what supposedly was her specialty.
Right? It feels like it wasn't enough. It's like you sent in, what is it that they say in the gangster movies? You don't bring a knife to a gunfight. You know, she just didn't have enough for what you needed. So that's what happened, and you're a tough case, because the stuff is really energetic. The good news is that a lot of it was cleared, but you just it's not all gone, and so you
it's
need
not
to make
gone.
Sure.
Well, that's what I feel, and she thought I think I was questioning her or what she'd done. I thanked her, but what she was actually clearing the physical. What I was trying to communicate to her, Angel, was that yes, I knew there was dark energy in the house. I mean, we're talking the flooding, we're talking the whole house, all the circuits breaking, we're talking stuff right out of the horror movies. And yet I must be strong, because I just say, get out of here, go trip the, you know, no matter what they do to me, they don't intimidate. I still stay strong, even though I'm by myself. But having said this, I think her specialty was like going into a particular location or place and clearing, you know, the portals that are, say, demonic or negative in the walls and through the portals, and there were, but not in me myself.
Correct.
Correct. And so how do I, and it's clearing me myself, because I had another reading where there was through the Akashic, you know, I brought in a lot of this from past lives. And
correct.
Well, but not that I've done anything so evil, because I said, well, I must have been a real stinker last time around.
No,
they said, no.
No, you just.
They were so nice. They said that I came in bringing in to work out karma either as self-sacrifice for others. And I said, you know, I almost want to say this sounds sacrilegious, but I think, please take this away from me. It's too much. You know, like Jesus, it got so bad. And yet I've accepted that. But there was one past life thing. Oh, she started crying. She just said, you were not even supposed to come in this time. You were put in the wrong. And she cleared something. And I, Angel, could feel a release. It was by my solar, you know, the chakra, one below my heart. And I could feel a clearing. But how do I know where these portals within my entity are?
I am running out of time. So what I'm going to ask you to contact me on my website at thebellydancingmedium.com. I would love to kind of help you with that, because my show is ending in about 15 seconds.
Oh,
and for those of you who know.
See it. Oh, goodbye. Blessings.
Right.
Oh my gosh. I'm so
that's
sorry.
Okay.
You're too engaging.
Send me an email. For the rest of you, please,
I will.
Everybody that I've missed, send me an email so I can answer your questions, and good night.
your halo.